Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging a bit deeper into the Gospel of Matthew, and today we're in Matthew chapter 4 and just verse 1. It reads, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Now stop there for now. We're going to focus on the issue of temptation. Where is this place the Spirit has taken Jesus? It was an area called Jeshimon, translated the devastation. It was 35 by 15 miles wide and long. The stones and the areas were hills like dust heaps. The limestone looked blistered and peeling. The rocks were bare and jagged. They glowed with heat like a vast furnace. The area also was home to hyenas, jackals, panthers, and even lions. It's a little bit more than just a wilderness. It is the most awful place. And what do we see here? Jesus meets the devil. The devil is a tempter. We see that in particularly Job chapters 1 and 2. And just like that situation, where the devil attempted to destroy God's work but was thwarted by God, and instead the devil was used by God to his glory, we see a similar thing here in chapter 4 of Matthew. It's a typical turnaround that meets its climax ultimately at the cross and the resurrection. And we see in particular a huge contrast here between Jesus and Adam. Adam was tempted in the garden, Jesus in the desert. Adam was seduced by something edible, Jesus resisted. Adam was convinced by his wife that he was who he was supposed to be leading. Jesus was able to resist the direct attack of Satan. Adam gave in after one temptation, Jesus resisted three. Jesus succeeded where Adam had failed. Adam was tempted in the best possible conditions and failed. Jesus was tempted in the worst possible conditions and succeeded. And here's the thing, Jesus was just as human as Adam. And he is just as human as you and I. That gives us hope to resist our own temptations. Next time we'll go on to talk a bit more about this topic, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.